Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What day is it?
Today is National Moonshine Day.
Mountain Dew, homebrew, whatever you call it.
What is that, moonshine?
Moonshine. Whiskey.
Hillbilly moonshine.
Ah, there's nothing like moonshine from your own still.
Do you have any idea how much therapy you people need?
This is a thing that I love to say, and I've said this over and over.
This is moonshine. This is moonshine.
Hey, this moonshine made me go blind.
This is too strong.
We are celebrating National Moonshine Day.
Getting hammered on moonshine?
Showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2352, and it's 6:09 Thursday on National Moonshine Day today.
Okay. All righty.
National Moonshine Day.
Yeah. Good old moonshine, which tastes just like it sounds. Yeah.
When's the last time you had a little bit of moonshine?
I did. Somebody, brought it home. From, their grandfather or great-uncle made it, and they brought it home from Virginia, and it was just gross.
Virginia West Virginia?
No, from Virginia, okay. This one was from.
Well,
but, yeah,
it
tastes
stuff,
like rubbing alcohol. Well, they're right next to each other right there. Tastes like rubbing alcohol, man. Hoo-wee.
Well, kick off the weekend maybe a little early by dabbing into the moonshine.
Yeah, put it under your seat and smuggle it in.
Just in case you need to have that. Sunshine today and tomorrow. High today and tomorrow in the upper 90s.
Okay.
Upper 90s warming up over the weekend.
All
Got
right.
about 70 now. Let's do it. Let's get to it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I know you guys can't say it or acknowledge it, but I feel like my boobs are getting bigger. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. But anyhow.
I feel the same way
I move
sometimes.
On, see? Yes, I know. Good for me, not as good for you.
Exactly.
Grammar Nazis, they call them. Oh, why do you do that? Why do you use so many parentheses? You don't need them. Why? That doesn't call for those. Well, the mistakes that drive them nuts include just that. Misplaced apostrophes, like writing the word it's with an apostrophe when you don't mean it is.
Mm-hmm.
Too many commas. Capitalizing random words. Grammatically, the only words you capitalize are proper nouns. First word in a sentence, things like that. Not all words in a title. And too many exclamation points. They say if a single email has more than two, you're way overdoing it. So be careful out there, people. Be careful.
I use all of them. I use a lot of them,
I'm
too.
I'm surprised there are any left after you send out emails sometimes. It's like, I can't use an exclamation point. Mike used them all. I can't do it.
I mean, they're there. I mean, what else are you going to do with them?
Yes, right. There you go. Best cities for a staycation, according to Wallet Hub. And I will read the top six, and you'll see why. Honolulu, Orlando, Chicago, Fort Lauderdale, Portland, Maine, and Las Vegas. We came in at number six.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Honolulu at number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Orlando, Chicago, Fort. Those are all great places for staycations. That's for sure. I'd rather go there for a staycation.
Morty might disagree with you.
Well, you and I disagree with Vegas because I don't want to. I know it's staycation.
Yeah.
It's where you stay, though, where you are from. And you stay. San Francisco, New York, of course, on the list. San Diego, Seattle. Reno came in at number 32. The list is about almost 200.
Yeah.
Worst, Pearl City, Hawaii. Chula Vista, California. Well, and I've been to Chula Vista. I might have to agree with that one. Moreno Valley, California. Rancho Cucamonga. And Oxnard, California.
Wow.
So there you go. There's equally as beautiful and not as nice throughout. Yes. No more Elvis-themed weddings here in Vegas.
Whoa.
Was a big deal. Well, yeah, I don't know how we've done it all along. Bit of a licensing issue. Authentic Brands Group, they represent Elvis's estate. They sent cease and desist letters to the chapels here in town and also impersonators. Kayla Collins, she owns an Elvis wedding chapel. She said, wow, we're a family business. And now we're hanging with the big dogs. it's our bread and butter. I don't know why we can't do this. Well, you can't do it because the estate owns that stuff.
Why all of a sudden? It's been years.
I know. Well, maybe some people didn't realize quite the money probably coming in.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I got to be honest, it's all kitschy and cool. I can't stand Elvis, but, you know, yeah, I'm sure somebody said, what are we doing here? But Engelbert said, hey, I'm here. Call me. Man,
I think it all stems from the new movie coming out.
I do too, but there have been so many movies made.
Right,
why I was wondering too. But I'm sure something sparked
after all
this.
These years.
I know. I'm sure something sparked it. Yeah.
I wonder if somebody just said, "Hey, did you ever do the math and how much money we're losing out on?"
I know.
And because people are getting married to an Elvis.
Yeah, exactly.
Or by an Elvis.
Yeah, they're flying out of planes. They're singing. They're teeny tiny Elvises. They're big, huge Elvises.
Fat Elvis.
Yeah, they're female Elvis.
Black, Asian, white.
Yeah, there's every Elvis under the sun, and they're all making money, but the estate's not. So sure it had something to do with that. I don't know if you will still come here for your wedding, but don't you worry. You will still have a great time. That, a few things you should know, sponsored by Go Auto. Low-cost car insurance. Go Auto.
Carla, at the top of the show, you had mentioned that you thought your breasts were getting bigger.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you hadn't thought about this with summer right around the corner. Stephanie Matto.
Mm-hmm.
Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
The 90-day fiancé selling her farts in a jar?
Yeah. Oh, my
Well,
Lord.
Now guess what she's doing.
Oh, Lord. What?
She's selling the sweat underneath from her.
Oh, the boob sweat?
Yeah.
Boob sweat, yeah. Oh, honey, sister, I can beat you in a half a day.
Could you fill up more jars than her?
Oh, man, I took a run yesterday around 1:30. Yeah. Yes, Stephanie. Yes, Steffers.
All right. Well, she's running into a production problem already.
Really?
Here she is talking about it.
I know a lot of you are like, wow, did this girl become the number one world's most successful fart jar seller? The answer is yes. Now I have pivoted over to a new market, and that is the cha-cha sweat market. Let's go on to the bad news now.
Girl.
I was in my yard yesterday. I was supposed to be fulfilling orders these next 2 days while it's really, really hot. A black bear came into my yard. Just chilling.
No.
Eating garbage. So I am basically a prisoner in my own home. I cannot be in my yard doing my job, doing my work, doing what God intended me to do, which is pleasing all of my clients and saving marriages and making people happy.
I don't believe a word she says, and all I hear is, I don't. I don't care how hot a woman is. Is this, like, really attractive to you guys?
Not at all.
Do you look at this girl and go, oh, yeah, fart in a jar girl, man. She's hot. Oh, cool. Her sweat from her under boob sweat.
I think it's funny she says she's saving relationships.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there going, oh, thank you, Steph. Thank you so
much. And I'm sure God somewhere is saying she's not doing my work.
No. Hey, back off, lady. Back off. I got enough problems.
She's not been. Yeah, I got other things to worry about.
Yeah, you just worry about your boob sweat and don't bring me into this.
But what production, what orders is she filling, you know, trying to fill orders?
Okay, let's talk about how dumb you guys are. I mean, you know you are, right? You know you are. You know that at like 17, you just stop. You stop. And if she is hot, even after that, it's like, well, I'm going to buy this just for my wife.
I had a Groupon. I bought three jars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I only paid for like one of them.
It was like a two for one or something. So that's what she's been up to.
Oh, my God.
So if you're waiting for your order, it might be slightly delayed. If you miss the news that no longer you're not going to be able to get married by an Elvis impersonator here in Las Vegas. The Elvis estate evidently just woke up, caught on, and figured out, did the math and as to how much money they're losing on this stuff and going, well, we're not getting a piece of the action.
Right.
Let's just shut it down.
And it seems like it came out of the blue. I wasn't surprised. Like I say, I can't believe this didn't happen a long time ago, but you know, because, I mean, listen, you already know anything you touch with certain items and people and music, it's like, uh-uh. You can't, don't even post it on your Facebook page because they'll shut it down.
And the fact that they had to send out a cease and desist order.
I know. Wow.
To like Chapel City wide.
So now also there are a lot of, you know, bad Elvis is out of work now, too.
And wedding chapels.
Can you imagine that unemployment line? I don't mean to make light, but oh, all of them standing in line with sunglasses and white jumpsuits and black hair. And
downtown at the unemployment.
Jeez.
You would have thought, you know, it's no secret. I've been married 4 times.
Yeah. Yeah. Never.
Never by an Elvis.
Not, wow. Okay.
And I'm a big Elvis fan.
I know you are. I know you are. And I know theme weddings are a big deal. I get that. I'm not big on theme weddings, mm-hmm. like destination weddings are cool and things like that. But theme weddings, but a lot of people like them, and that's why they come here. That's for sure.
Anybody listening this morning that got married by an Elvis impersonator? What was that like?
Yes, what was that like?
I mean, you see it on TV and the movies and stuff
right.
like that.
Right. And could you, was there a drive-through Elvis as well? I know there are drive-through chapels, but was there a drive-through Elvis? I mean, could you just, you know, like that? Get married by Elvis? We got to hear.
Hang on first. All right. Okay. Annie's on the phone. Annie, what about you?
My fiance's mom and dad, it was Elvis.
Oh.
They had a Las Vegas wedding at the Little White Chapel.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were sad to hear that they were no longer doing that because it was a thought of ours to just go ahead and elope and do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot. I guess there's the whole kitsch factor.
Uh-huh.
You know, the last person I'd want at my wedding is Elvis, but you know, that's...
What?
You know, I mean, fake Elvis, you know.
I wonder who will be known as the last couple to get married by a Vegas
right?
or by a Elvis impersonator.
Right, right. Because it would have had to be probably Monday or Tuesday, probably.
Still, so, we are still shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked.
I know.
That this all came down.
Yeah, it's quite a big deal here in Vegas.
Yeah, if you got married by an Elvis, we want to hear from you this morning.
Please.
How did that go? 702-739-9636. Or a theme. You know, you had mentioned themed weddings.
Right. Yeah.
Where, whatever the theme is.
We're all gangsters and, you know, and
that was kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. And mob wives. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, see?
Talking
about the fact that you're not going to be able to get married by an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
The estate put the hammer down.
Yeah, they did.
Wanted to know if you're listening this morning, if you ever got married by an Elvis impersonator, what was that like? And Charlie's on the phone.
I got married by an Elvis impersonator at Graceland Wedding Chapel on Elvis's birthday.
Oh.
That's what kind of Elvis fan I am.
I think I just found a buyer for my Elvis bust.
Yes,
that,
I know.
That I got from the original Hard Rock Cafe in Vegas.
Yeah.
I myself have tried to contact this company about getting rights for a project that I had that I want to involve Elvis with, and they are not returning calls.
Oh.
So as being a resident of Vegas and loving the Elvis aspect, the Elvis DNA of this sound, it's really upsetting because it feels like they're shutting it down and not allowing an opportunity for it to continue.
I am surprised that it wasn't a, you know, as of this date,
in August or September.
Right, something like that, where it was just boom, you know.
Or at least work something out.
Or exactly, where you'd have to pay for the rights. I mean,
or a tax or something.
And part we of the, do.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
all right.
I understand that they started like that. That they had told people, hey, give us a portion and we'll even let you sell Elvis merchandise.
Oh.
But a lot of these Elvis impersonators, you know, they just don't have the money for that. I understand that the chapels might be in a different position. But, you know, like you were talking about the Elvises downtown, that's their livelihood. Or a big Elvis over at Harrah's, the longest running Elvis impersonator in this city. You know, what happens to those guys?
Right. No, I get it. I mean, I'm hoping they can sing, you know,
I doubt that, too.
I know, maybe with the band or something like that. But, yeah, you're
right. But that's Elvis music.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yes, exactly.
All right, Charlie, have a good day.
Thank you. Long live the king.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah, long live the king.
I'm hoping they can sing with a band, just other songs.
Oh, I see.
Which would be helpful for them. Melissa said, I'm still curious, did they outright ban weddings? You know, Elvis weddings, or are they asking for licensing fees to be paid? And that's what it sounds like they reached out and said that, but people don't really want to pay them. Craig said, looks to me Like the Elvis Group is just looking for new revenue streams, just like the paid parking at the Strip hotels. So, yeah.
It all gets down to money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah, of course it does, Mike.
Rick's on the phone. Rick, what's up?
I did not, but I facilitated my cousin to get married. So, it's about 3 years ago. My cousin who lives in Atlanta, Georgia, calls me up and says, yeah, her and her fiance at the time are coming here to Vegas to get married. And they want to get married by an Elvis impersonator. And this is like a week before they're getting out here. I said, did you have a chapel? No. Oh, and we want to get married by an Elvis. So I had to get everything put together in less than a week time, but I got it done. But yeah, it was easy, but it was, it was for them. So it was, it was worth it.
Man, the wedding planner. Good job. What a
right. And like I said, and I don't know if you saw the text, but I saw the news this morning, and it's basically about licensing. The company that owns the licensing and rights and everything to Elvis, they just want to make sure everything's authorized and approved by the estate. So it's a money thing, really, is what it comes down to. So they said that it's not going away. They want to work with all these chapels and everything. They just want to make sure everything's on the up and up.
Yeah, they just want to make sure they're getting their piece of the pie.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It's all about money. All right.
It is.
You have a great day, Ned. If Morty ever gets married, we're calling you back.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm down.
Have a good day, buddy.
If he's pregnant and needs to get married in an hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Morty, you brought up a good point. If there's an Elvis impersonator out there that's, had a rough night, maybe had a rough night, but up early this morning, wants to call in, how does this affect you? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do now?
Yeah, I know it.
Or if you pay, I guess the word is now, if you pay the licensing fee or whatever fee you have to pay, you can still do it.
Right, and I have no idea what that might be. There is an article in today's paper that I'm trying to bring up, but on just that. So I don't know what it's going to cost a lot of these people if they want to do it. I'm surprised that wasn't the case. I hate it, too. That is a part of Las Vegas, but I'm surprised that wasn't the case. And part of me thought maybe it was the case, but I guess not.
Yeah.
That they were paying for that.
Do you think they're going to find, like, a gray line somewhere?
Or a loophole.
Change your name, Belvis.
Belvis.
I don't know.
Fat Elvis, they'll do Felvis. Yeah. And
just change one letter. Yeah.
They'll do Smelvis.
And then the costume will change a little bit.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the Elvis estate is pretty powerful.
Yeah, they're pretty sharp.
Yeah, but maybe they can do that,
And you're
maybe
right.
Maybe they can do ELVUS or something
Elvis.
Bus.
Mm-hmm. But you're right, Morty, with the new movie out, and that's Tom Hanks and company.
Yeah.
And they don't mess around either.
No.
So you know it's going to be good. You know it's going to be a box office smash.
Yeah.
And maybe with that whole thing, they started thinking, we got to grab our cash.
Sure.
From Vegas.
I'm sure. And everywhere else. I can't imagine there aren't still Elvis impersonators in Branson.
Right. Worldwide.
Cruise ship Elvis and.
So if we have an Elvis listening this morning.
Yeah.
By all means, 702-739-9636. Sunshine today, tomorrow, high today, and tomorrow in the upper 90s near the century mark over the weekend. We've been talking about Vegas, the Elvis thing now. You can't do any more Elvis weddings.
Right.
Or until something's worked out, I would think, I would hope. A lot of people are taking this hard, like Colleen.
I gotta say, guys, it's so sad because a lot of people, especially the kids nowadays, now that it's just kind of fade away on Elvis, and what's next, Michael Jackson impersonators? It's just so sad because we are Vegas. I mean, we're known for impersonation legends. I mean, come on.
I'm surprised there aren't more Elvis impersonators in the Graceland area.
Right.
But,
wonder if they got shut down.
And they had the guy in the airport. He would sing to you all the way to your airplane.
Oh, yes, he sure does.
Isn't that nice?
Everything's fading away like Lake Mead, and it's just so sad.
I would miss Lake Mead more than the, you know, 14,000 Elvis impersonators, but that's Amen. Just me.
That's just you.
That's just
well,
me.
I live right by Lake Mead, and
yeah, it's sad
because Boy. I have some serious memories there. Cliff diving and the 80s and you name it. I knew every back road and every ranger and, you know, the Griffintons own the marina, and it's just, it's all fading away, and it's like, that's not fair. You're taking away almost our heritage. It's like, what are you doing, man? When you're born in Vegas and raised in Vegas, you have 1,000 stories a day. You don't just have, oh, I went to the store today. No, you went to the store and...
friend of mine said, you know, God, if we could just get a good rain. I said, that, honey,
oh, praise God.
It's a good thing
awesome?
You're pretty, because that's not going to happen. Okay, my no, friend?
Nor is it going to make a difference.
No. Yesterday I was like, okay, Lord, we need rain so bad. Just give us a good flood.
I mean,
you don't drown everybody because you fixed all that.
Yeah.
I said this when it happened. When they jacked up the price of a 99-cent cocktail, shrimp cocktail downtown, I said, it's over. It's over. Vegas, yeah, as we've known it, is over.
You can't get that shrimp cocktail across the Union Plaza. Done.
No. At the Golden Gate. No.
Yes,
is it
right.
The Golden Gate?
No, the Golden Gate. Yeah.
All right. Have a good day.
Good time. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
I love that. I love that. You're a Lord.
I know.
Listen, I don't know what's going on, but we're just fading
right.
away here.
That's
they're taking
right.
everything from us.
Wow.
99 cents from cocktail. Elvis performed weddings. What's happening to our town?
Yeah.
We continue to talk about our great city of Las Vegas. All that's happening here. You know what, Carla, you and I were talking off air about those hidden gems, where you go as a local just to get away from it all, or maybe to show somebody else a different side.
Right. Maybe
of
it's
Vegas.
A food item that you know about, or you're right. It's your own landmark. It's something, you know, that you feel is kind of yours and that everybody else, you know, when they do come, you want to show it to them.
It's a little bit different. I hadn't been out there like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend came to town and we decided, Jody and I said, you know, we should take them out to Pioneer Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't make it out there.
Right.
They're just in for the weekend or whatever. And so we said, hey, we thought we'd take you someplace different for lunch.
Yeah. Cool out there.
And as we're driving out there, he says, what are you going to do? Kill me? Am I getting whacked or something? I said, no.
Yes.
But they didn't even know it existed.
Yeah.
And they thought, how cool of a place.
Yeah, it is cool. I mean, everybody, wherever you live, you have something that is kind of yours and that you just know about. And that's definitely one of them.
What really about for you? Cool I know place. You do a lot of hiking
I
and
do,
stuff like that.
I do. There are certain hikes that I don't know why there's one that I really like that railroad tunnel hike a lot. And I shouldn't say it's a trail. It's more of a trail. I love it because it's... And I'm amazed at how many people don't know about it, even living here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so cool. It's just beautiful. It overlooks Lake Mead. It's beautiful. And I love that. And I feel like that's mine. And, you know, a lot of people do it. But I feel like it's mine. And when I tell people, they say, I didn't, where? It's like, it's huge. There's tunnels.
I remember when you told me about it, and I said, that sounds cool. What? Well, it's a trail. You have to walk.
Yeah, you got
to
walk. Okay,
well.
Show me your pictures.
you can have that one then.
Yes, I know. Yes, I love that.
Anybody
love
else? What is that one gem that you have of Vegas that, as Carla said, you consider it yours?
Right.
So when people come to town, family and friends, you go, I'm going to take you a spot like nobody else will take you there.
Right.
It's kind of cool, a different side of Vegas that you would never see, hear about.
Exactly. Or maybe you can only get it here, you know? Maybe it's that one particular restaurant's burger or pizza or sushi or something like that, but
whatever.
Only they have it.
Finding out all about these little secrets here in Vegas and in and around the valley, where you take your family and friends just to get out of the town, out of the city, out of the norm, to show them, you know, like a different side of Vegas.
Right.
And Bill's on the phone. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, this is Bill, and I was calling in about secret places. I like to take my out-of-town guests to Little Jamaica out in Mesquite.
Little Jamaica?
Yeah, on the Virgin River, as you cross over into Arizona.
Uh-huh.
It was built by the construction workers when they built the bridge over the Virgin. and they and there's a little there's a mountain I don't know what you call it but the hot spring and the and they built up a little wall around it so there's a pool and you can also go down to the Virgin River and it's very tropical. I mean it just stands out in the area.
That's really cool.
Yeah, YouTube it. It's really cool.
You got to drive the little, you know, whatever, hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Really cool.
All right, Bill, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're going to put that on our list.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
And that's what we're doing, putting together our top five, top ten list.
Yeah. Man, there's some places, I'm telling you, that I didn't even know about. Somebody mentioned the 80s cafe over on Trop and Maryland. So, which I forgot about completely. I think you would like it.
Where's that right? At on that corner?
It's in like a little strip mall.
Yeah. It's what used to be there that you would know. I'll show you where it is. But it's, yeah, it's very, very cool.
That's where our old building used to be.
Yes, it did, actually. Okay. Yeah, we were right near there. Joe mentioned also the railroad tunnels. He said, it's ours. Those are ours. And that's the point, you know. Somebody else mentioned, and this is really cool, Hemingway Park, which is out in Boulder City. And there are bighorn sheep there constantly. They just come in. And, I mean, it's just in Boulder City.
Yeah.
And they pop in a lot. Bob Taylor's Ranch House.
Remember when that used to be way out there?
Yeah.
In Nowheresville?
Yes,
and
yes.
All of a sudden they built the freeway.
I know. I was like, we couldn't find it. We got off. It said it was right there.
And now it's right there.
We couldn't find it at all. Somebody sent in a restaurant, Stir Crazy Mongolian Grill. They said it's just great. You probably wouldn't know about it, but it's just fantastic. So those are those
places. You've heard of that?
I've never heard of that place. I've gone to another place that's like it, mm-hmm. but I love that style of food
and
how they cook it. So I
agree.
Definitely go.
Yeah,
all right.
I agree. Yeah, and they're still coming in.
Tiffany, what about you?
The Clark County Museum out by Henderson in Henderson Wagon Wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It's where they old house and big train that you can climb up on.
Yeah.
You can see houses from like the 1950s and 1910, and it's all decorated and... It's only like $2 to get in.
Oh my God,
and
I love that.
Have you never been?
No, I'm sitting here thinking that is one place I have never been to.
Well, if you're going to your railroad, I know the tunnels. My husband told me about those, and I love those as well. If you're taking people out there, it is just there's lots of bunnies, and little kids like it because they can climb on the train. And then old people, it's great because... They are like, I remember that. Oh, I remember my having that. And oh, they have a blast.
Yeah, what you're saying is I'd like it too.
Yes, so, Mike, you would enjoy it.
Can't wait to go back in time.
Wow.
So many places, many things to do outside of what the norm is what people think about Las Vegas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Catch up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I'm sure you heard the jury ruled that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard basically defamed each other. Johnny was awarded $10 million for something, $5 million for something. She was awarded $2 million. So he, you know, kind of won, I guess. I think they're both guilty of being just douchey. Just douchey. That whole trial was just yuck. It was just yuck.
And I'm reading where Johnny Depp got $5 million in punitive damages.
Right.
But being tried in Virginia, they capped that at $350,000.
Right, okay. Well,
So Depp only gets like $10,000.
Right, but he's getting the $10 million still.
He'll
get that. Yeah, he'll get that. That's why they're saying he was awarded $10
million. Okay.
So, and then she, too. So that'll cancel that out. They should have just canceled each other out, because they did, basically. Just cancel each other out, period. Jada Pinkett spoke a little bit, tried to play peacemaker, I guess, to Will Smith, Chris Rock, on her Red Table Talk She said, my deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile. So what, three months later, she's mentioning this. Okay, whatever.
I was going to say, that seems like so long ago.
Well, it does. The thing is, I think they taped that episode shortly after that. Oh. So now it's just aired. Ray Liotta, his hometown of Union Township, New Jersey, reportedly planning to honor him by naming a baseball field after him. Of course, he was in Field of Dreams. I think this is really cool that they're doing that. Good for him. Reviews say a new documentary on Ray Parker Jr. will prove that he's definitely more than just the guy who sang Ghostbusters. They're saying this is pretty darn good. It lands on Apple TV, I believe it is, on June 7th. So you will be able to see that soon. Getting some great reviews, too, on this documentary. Adam Sandler's basketball flick, Hustle, going to hit Netflix on the 8th. Still no word on a date yet. For Murder Mystery 2, just shoot me now. I couldn't even get through the first one. It hurt me. The author of, this book was really popular. It was called How to Kill Your Husband.
Yeah.
She was convicted of killing her husband, by the way. So, yeah.
So she wrote a book.
Yeah, kind of it was fiction.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And now she's been convicted of murdering her own husband. I hope she's not in with the girl that, wrote How to Shank Your Cellmate. Jeez.
Just in case.
How to Shank Your Celly. Okay, great. I don't know what bar you may watch this at, but the finals of the Scripps National Spelling Bee tonight. So wherever you're going, if you're going to hit up a PT's or something like that to watch it, I'm sure everybody's going to be,
tailgate party.
Exactly. My gosh. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady beat Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen in that golf game last night. The match.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Now it bugs me all over again. And don't let me end this report without letting you know that Kim Kardashian actually said she'd eat poop daily if it would make her look younger. That's my take. Summer's coming. Trust Legacy AC. Local and reliable. LegacyAC.com.
People are texting in, calling in. Hold the presses.
Yes.
Your last comment, entertainment news.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian actually said she would eat poop every day.
If it would make her look younger. Yep.
Then what?
Yeah, just keep her looking young. That's all.
She would eat poop.
She'd eat poop every day. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that just because of that, some doctor will come out and say, yes, it will make you look younger. Kim, go ahead. Have at it.
It's actually good for
you. Have at it. Yes.
Protein.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I know.
Why would you say
yes,
something
Morty?
Like that?
Because she's Kim K.
Oh.
Because she can. I'm sure that poop sales will go up everywhere because she said that.
She's probably going to put it in her makeup line now.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is made of some erotic or exotic poop.
Is that my foundation? There's poop in it. Yeah.
From an animal like in a third world country.
Oh,
or something.
No, go ahead. Use my lotion. There's actually poop in there. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it tans you while you put it on. It's lovely.
Wow.
It's lovely. Yeah. So there you go, people.
What's the monkey that, they get the bean from the monkey poop and it's the most expensive you can buy?
The coffee. Yeah. But even that, it's like, it's from there. It's not, you're not drinking poop. I mean, there's a method to that madness. She said she'd eat poop, people. Jeez.
And then you wonder why we have so many problems.
Oh, I don't know, Mike. I don't know why.
I don't know either.
It's video games. It's this. No, Kim Kardashian said she'd eat poop, people. She said she would eat poop.
What would be the worst thing you would eat so it would make you look younger?
I can't even fathom. I don't know. Maybe it's not that important to me to look younger.
Right.
If it would save my life, I suppose I'd eat, like, wood chips or something. I don't know if I could eat poop, period. I just don't know that I could knowingly eat poop.
In what context? I mean, what were they talking about that would lead her to say something like that?
She was just talking about, wanting to look good. Mm-hmm. I'll have to get the transcript. But, I had to, believe me, I vet all of my stories. I am a journalism major.
From Nevada.
News. Yes, by the way.
We're talking about UNR.
And I do, yes, yeah, yes.
So you take pride in all this.
Oh, I do. Oh, I do. Yeah. Kim Kardashian says she'd eat poop daily if it made her look younger. She'd eat it every single day. I'm trying to find the context. If you told me that I literally had to eat poop every single day and I would look younger, I might. I would just eat that poop. Okay, well, all right.
My neighbor's dog.
Yes, Marty.
My neighbor's dog eats its own poop.
What kind of dog?
It's a little like Pomeranian.
How does it look?
It's
the dog, I swear, is like 15 years old, and it still runs around like it's 10 or 9.
Poms don't age, though. You can't tell that they're aging.
Oh, my God.
But you're right. Maybe it works. Yeah.
Please don't tell Kim K.
Yeah. And, I mean, dogs do it. Yeah. Yes, you're right. I don't think they know. They just know they're eating something. I don't know if the little pom is saying, you know what? This is going to make you look young.
I'm still bouncing around, and I'm pushing 16.
Look at me. I'm all fluffy. Yeah. I look good.
Huh? And if I would have to compare a dog to Kim Kardashian, it would be a Pomeranian.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I would do. I'd do a poodle. They also eat their poop. Yeah. So you know.
So there you go.
Now,
who are we to argue?
Yeah. Excuse me, if you're eating your oatmeal this morning, is this something? And I don't mean to be personal, get personal with you, Morty, but is this something that Squish has ever?
No.
Well, he looks old. He acts old.
No.
But he's got natural wrinkles.
Yeah.
He was born with those wrinkles.
Yeah.
So see.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, you know, and I also don't know what show you're going to listen to and get this kind of quality entertainment.
Oh, there's a few to choose from. According to our last report card. With all that talk about Kim Kardashian eating poop, if it would make her look younger.
Oh, boy.
Somebody was eating their oatmeal.
Yes, and Penny, I'm so sorry. Penny, who is in Wisconsin, she said, and I was eating my oatmeal. I'm sorry, Penny. I am so sorry.
The operative word being was.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I can't make that up, people. I cannot make that stuff up.
Wow.
I can't.
All right, sorry about that. Shifting gears, here you go. A chance to win those tickets for Red Hot Chili Peppers World Tour, Allegiant Stadium in August from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
It's hard to believe that there's nobody out there.
It's hard to believe that I'm all alone.
At least I have her love, the city. She loves me.
Those lyrics, can you identify the name of that song? From those lyrics, identify the title of that song, starting with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Win yourself a pair of tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers in August. One more time, here it is.
It's hard to believe that there's nobody out there.
It's hard to believe that I'm all alone.
At least I have her love, the city.
She loves me.
Lonely as I am, together we cry.
All right, starting with caller number 9, good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
It's hard to believe that there's nobody out there.
It's hard to believe that I'm all alone.
At least I have her love, the city.
She loves me.
Lonely as I am, together we cry.
All right, from those lyrics, can you identify the name of that song? 702-739-9636. Got Oscar on the phone. Oscar, can you do it? Go ahead.
Under the Bridge.
Nicely done,
by
Oscar.
By the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, yes.
You got the tickets Saturday night, August 6th, over at Allegiant Stadium. Red Hot Chili Peppers 2022 World Tour. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you guys so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Listen to this story. A woman in Alaska became a hero of a bar in Brooklyn when she grabbed a possum that was running around inside the bar with her bare hands.
Okay. All right.
Gently took the animal outside. Let it go into the wild, and okay, everybody is safe, and everybody's fine.
So. Okay. Brooklyn possum? Is that what
I guess. Woman from Alaska. Who would have thought? Here's another record you might think about breaking. Mm. It's the most jumps in a day on a bungee cord. A French guy set the new world record for the most bungee jumps in a day with 765.
What?
He just kept going up and down, up and down, up and down.
Oh, jeez.
And he did it with his crew in Scotland.
Did the blood just not all rush to his head permanently?
765 times in a day.
What was he jumping, like 10 feet? Was he on a little rubber band? What are you doing, dude?
I don't know. My God. Rubber band man. So I don't know. I know you're okay. Very specific about a record you want to break. I don't know if that would be one. But
No, I can't. No. No, anything that hurts or takes too much energy
or time
or will make me full, no, I don't want that.
Okay.
Mike.
All right. Well, I gave it a shot.
Listen, a woodpecker got stuck in Britney's hair. Britney Bronson is her name. The woodpecker apparently slammed into a glass window at her house in North Carolina, and then it jumped in her head and got stuck, and she couldn't get it out. She had to call her brother over because it was a little disoriented now.
Well, how big's her hair?
Well, it just kept going like in. If you have longer hair, it's just going to go in, and it kept moving around. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. So her brother came over. They did free it, and they took it to the animal rescue because I hope it's going to be okay, but it was a little doink, you know, a little bit cross-eyed after hitting the glass window. And a man from India,
the woodpecker is like, oh, he hits the window disoriented, winds up in some girl's hair, and the next thing you know, you're at a shelter.
Yes, I know. All I wanted to do, I thought I was going to be just tap tap tapping away and nothing.
I'm just flying.
Nothing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Guy in India divorcing his wife, he says, because she can only cook instant noodles. He says she does not know how to cook anything else, and it is not fair. He deserves more than just instant noodles. The court is expected to grant the divorce.
He didn't know that going in?
Well, you think that, you know, maybe she'll learn to cook something else.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she'll learn to cook, like, real spaghetti and put some sauce on it. But, nope, just instant noodles. And then the court is going along with it. Yeah.
Boy, these are the best noodles I've ever tasted.
Yes,
And then, well, good. I hope you like it because that's all I can make.
That's all I can make, really. I didn't, you didn't tell me this before. No, that's all I can make. Yeah. But apparently very easy in India to just, I don't know, come up with something, I guess. Wow. Whatever. Oh, my gosh. It is indeed Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call.
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to just make you feel a little better to start that workday off properly. All sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. This is just, it is just that, a feel-good story. 60-year-old woman in Canada. She used to love to roller skate. She decided to pick it back up, get some exercise, bought some new skates, and they just fit horribly. So she thought, you know what, I'm going to try an old pair on that somebody was selling online. She found a pair. The skates fit great. And then she figured out why. Turned out they were her old skates that she got rid of years ago. How did she know they were hers? Because her name was still written on the inside tongue.
Are you serious?
Totally serious.
Wow.
Totally serious. So yeah, they still fit great. She's out there roller skating again at 60 just to stay in shape.
Huh.
I know. I'm telling you right now, I can't roller skate still. I'm horrible, horrible.
You're about as good at that as Jody, I guess, would be at riding a bike.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
No, I can't do it. I'll try it, and I've done it, but I'm just not good. I'm the kid behind in the pet. Go, you guys go ahead. I'm going to hang on
over
here.
With the pads on your knees, your arms, the helmet.
Yes, I got the helmet, the
shin
whole
guards.
Bit.
And
yeah. I'm good.
Chest protector.
Bubble wrap.
You have a feel-good story happening in your life. We want to hear about it. Just submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the first of two 96-minute music marathons. We'll do that sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. We're back tomorrow. Do enjoy the day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.